From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A guilty verdict today for one of the accused Washington-area snipers. A jury in Virginia Beach, Virginia, found John Allen Muhammad guilty of two capital murder charges in the killing of Dean Myers, who was shot at a suburban Washington gas station 13 months ago. The jury of 7 women and 5 men deliberated for about 6.5 hours before reaching their verdict, which came shortly before noon today. Jurors are now hearing evidence in the sentencing phase of the trial. NPR's Brian Naylor reports from Virginia Beach.
Muhammad, a 42-year-old Army veteran, stood ramrod straight, his eyes looking straight ahead. He betrayed just the slightest emotion, biting his bottom lip as the clerk read the verdicts. Guilty of killing during an act of terrorism. Guilty of the killing of Dean Myers and at least one other person within a 3-year period. Guilty also on a firearms and conspiracy charge. The several family members seated in the courtroom displayed a range of emotions. Some hugged, one smiled and nodded her head, one sobbed openly. The verdicts marked the beginning of the end of a long ordeal for the families and their victims, an ordeal that began last fall when Muhammad and his alleged accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo, began their spree, leaving victims in 4 states and the District of Columbia. Dean Myers was slain as he prepared to put gas in his car on the way home from work the night of October 19th, 2002. Today, his brother Robert spoke to reporters after the verdict.
Certainly, this is a huge step in the pursuit of closure. But as I've said before, I would really doubt that full closure ever comes because there's always an open wound remaining.
Prosecutors linked Muhammad to Myers' death and 15 other shootings through a mountain of circumstantial and important physical evidence. Vicki Snyder's brother, James Buchanan, was one of the victims killed in Montgomery County, Maryland, the morning of October 3rd, the single deadliest day of sniper attacks.
I think the evidence spoke for itself, and I think the jury could only come to the conclusion that they came to. I hope that out of these trials that we all wake up to the gun violence that is in our nation and the prevalence of it and why we are selling military weapons to civilians.
After the verdict, Judge Leroy Millette allowed jurors to take a long lunch before the second part of the trial began, the sentencing phase. Over the next few days, jurors will listen to more witnesses before they decide whether Muhammad should be put to death or given life without parole for the murder convictions. In his opening statement, prosecutor Richard Conway told jurors they will hear evidence of another shooting prosecutors will attempt to link to Muhammad, the killing of Kenya Cook in Tacoma, Washington. Over the objections of defense, prosecutors will also tell jurors about another incident Muhammad has not been charged with, the firing of a handgun into a Tacoma, Washington synagogue. No one was hurt in the incident. Prosecutors say the evidence was relevant because it shows Muhammad's remorselessness and hate-filled attitude towards certain parts of the population. Defense attorney Jonathan Shapiro told jurors their decision will put Muhammad in a box of some sort or another. One is made of concrete, he said, and one is made of pine. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Virginia Beach, Virginia.